I'm Jamie Dunn for WUIS. Drastic cuts came to the state's child care assistance program in July. That was a decision made by Governor Bruce Rauner. Many in the state house say it's hurting working families who rely on the program in order to have jobs and pay their bills. This week, for our Illinois Issues in-depth piece, Maureen McKinney speaks with two House members about their perspectives. Her interview starts with Democratic Representative Jahan Gordon Booth of Peoria, who tells us why she's appalled that the program has been diminished.
We need these women to have the ability to work. And it's also important from the component of we need our children in a high-quality early childhood environment as early as possible. All the studies show that what happens between birth through six is incredibly important for that child's development. So why would we be regressing at a time when we're saying that we need to be doing more in education?
So we know the governor has made restrictive changes to who's eligible for child care assistance. Now, not as many people qualify. However, Democrats like yourself want this to be reversed. Has it surprised you how difficult the effort is?
Without question, there's been a lot of things that have been surprising, but unfortunately, you know, it is what it is, and we are where we are. And so I'm not giving up. Give up attitude is just not the attitude that I have, and it's far too important. I have never personally had to rely on the CCAP program, but I know personally many people who have had to rely on this program. And I know people who have relied on this program. We were best friends, and she relied on CCAP in college. She had a daughter when she was 19 years old, and she worked full-time, and she was a full-time college student. And if it weren't for the CCAP program, she never would have finished college. Now, very, very successful. She lives in the northern part of Chicago, and her daughter is making straight A's and B's at one of the top-notch schools in the state of Illinois. And if it were not for the CCAP program, she never would have had the ability to not only change her life, but her daughter's life. So I see very clearly what can happen to a young woman or a young working family that does not have the ability to access quality child care. They're just not going to work. What we're doing, essentially, is we're sending them back to the welfare world.
Not everyone agrees. Republican representative from Hinsdale, Patty Bellick, says there's simply not enough funding without a budget. She also joined me to talk about this.
I think it's just a matter of the importance of knowing that there's $32 billion in revenue right now. And by introducing separate pieces of legislation to fund certain agencies and issues without having a budget, we have now gotten ourselves into a problem that we could be expending $38 to $39 billion without really having a budget. So we don't know where we are going to come up with that extra $6 or $7 billion. And that is a problem of budgeting that we have never faced before. Expending money out of a budget that you have not approved is unconstitutional in the state of Illinois.
Once the budget is approved, would you support greater funding for the child care assistance program?
When we get the budget in front of us again, which I hope that we will, I definitely support the child care assistance program, but we will have to look at the budgeting process to see where we have the money for all. There are a lot of major important programs, like right now we're dealing with the early interventions people who have not gotten paid, which is, again, a very important program. Developmentally disabled people are important programs. The way that the budget should be done is that we should look at all of those to make sure that we can make payments to all of them and support every one of the program according to what we have in the budget. And that's how it's always been done in the years before, and that's what we need to do so that we won't underfund them.
That was Maureen McKinney with an interview about the cuts to the state's child care assistance program. You can read her Illinois Issues in-depth story on the topic now at WUIS.org.